Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy. Hanging out with you here on a Trillville Thursday. Final hour for us. Final hour, as always, brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. Thanks again to Falcons offensive coordinator Zach Robinson for spending some time with us ahead of the Panthers game coming up on Sunday afternoon. Now, not a 1 o'clock start.
No,
it's a later
not.
Start. It's a 4:25 start. And if you're looking for some place to watch it,
we're going
to
watch it at Bud.
Well, you can join me and Bud Light for a Falcons Panthers watch party at Wicked Wolf in Midtown. Now, the party starts at 4. So we'll be there a little early getting set up and hanging out and all that. So you can come by at 4. I'll be there. Freddie the Falcon is going to be there. The cheerleaders are going to be there. Falcons legend Brian Scott is going to be there. Win Falcons tickets or an autographed Falcons item. Enjoy specials on Bud Light. Must be 21 plus. And, of course, we need you to drink responsibly. But it'd be a lot of fun to hang out if you want to come by. I heard last night I was driving around, went and had dinner with my my dad and my stepmom. And I was driving home listening to Abe.
Uh-huh.
Abe did the live read for it and said he was going to come by.
All right.
So that was a fun little add-on to the news about the event also.
Sounds like
Abe will be there too.
Sounds like it's going to be a hootie hoot.
It's going to be a hootie hoot.
Hootie hoot. sounds like it's
going to be a hootie hoot. We'd love to see you. It'll be fun.
I've been talking to Zach, and I was thinking about this when I was walking back in the studio. It's like, you think about, and basically because when you talk about Kevin and the Rams and everything, like this, all these dudes were all together at one time.
It's pretty crazy.
It's pretty crazy, mostly with Ed Washington, mm-hmm. when RG3 and then when Kurt was there, mm-hmm. and obviously Kyle's dad was the head coach. And then they leave there, and then most of them come here.
They came here?
Yeah. I mean, a lot of them came
here. A lot of them were here. The LaFleur brothers,
yeah,
McDonald,
Dan and everything.
Raheem, obviously.
Yeah. I mean, and then you look at it from, you know, Kyle gets the job in San Fran. Mm-hmm. LaFleur is on staff.
Right.
You know, do you bring him over to be the OC? Then, obviously, he winds up getting the head coaching job with Green Bay,
yep.
and all those different things. But it's crazy how it all started from a certain, like, it's just the trees and limbs that go off.
When he brought that up, because it's been asked, but I don't think I've heard him talk about it. I know Raheem's talked about it, but we were kind of out of time. But I wanted to say, like, did you guys have any idea? Like, you had to know what a group that was.
Right.
When you're around, like, great, smart people like that, you kind of know it, and it's a good vibe. But there's no way of knowing that. You fast forward, because that's like 2010.
I think
so
it's
fast
like,
forward 15 years.
Wait, it's 6 head coaches off there,
from
right?
From that group
from
right
that group,
now.
You got Kyle, you got Ra,
yeah.
you got Kevin O'Connell,
yeah.
LaFleur, McDaniel. And was Zach Taylor on there?
I think so.
Sean McVay.
He was a part of it at some point, yeah. so like 7, 8.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you think of some of the tangents, too, just of guys that overlapped. Like here, like Ulbricht was here.
Mm-hmm.
And he's technically, like he's the interim right now,
right.
but who knows? Maybe he ends up getting a head coaching job. Dan Quinn obviously was here when they all were here, hired all of them. He's the head coach in Washington now. So I know it's crazy. I mean, you look across the league, it is a league populated by that offense, that philosophy, and it all started with their dad, right? With his dad.
Yeah, man. But he likes 12 personnel.
Likes it now.
Yeah. That's what I know.
Didn't used to like it that much, it sounded like.
Yeah.
And because we asked him, and he answered it the way that he was going to answer it. Yeah. He's called more offense out of 11, mm-hmm. right, during mm-hmm. his time. And then he's gotten more comfortable. Mm-hmm. And maybe because he's getting and has gotten more comfortable in 12, maybe we'll see more of it. And for people that don't know, that means two tight ends.
Raise his hand. Because kept saying it. But that's okay.
You did.
Kept saying it.
I'm saying. That's why we need to start a consulting firm.
Yeah,
we could do all kinds of different stuff.
Saying it.
You could even be a consultant for offensive coordinators on how to use their tight ends
how
properly.
How do you get paid as a consultant?
Cash.
You get paid by the – is it a – no, I mean, like, is it an hourly thing?
I think it's a flat rate.
A flat rate?
Yeah. Okay. I have no idea. But I think it's like, all right, you want me to come in and fix your organization? That's going to cost you.
I've never hired a consultant to do anything.
Me either.
Now,
I married one.
I've had consultations before.
Yeah, he consults on all.
Oh, and even if you don't ask for it.
Oh, that's – yeah. Yeah.
Isn't that the best when you don't really ask – like, damn, coffee maker broke again this morning for whatever reason. Well, you know, I said, you know what? Never mind, baby. You know what? I don't need coffee today. Mm-hmm. Just so you wouldn't hear that my wife knows every answer to everything.
Uh-huh.
I was like, you know what, baby? I don't need one no coffee.
So my wife has the week off, obviously, and the first part of the week was spent up in North Carolina doing important work, and she was behind all that and set us up with all the volunteering and all that stuff. Shout out to the 92.9 The Game listeners, by the way.
Yeah, man.
We've surpassed our $10,000 goal. We're almost to $11,000. We can keep it going. We can keep donating money and sending money up to North Carolina. They will accept it. They're not gonna send back anything over $10,000. But she has the rest of the week off. So this morning when I left, she kissed me, said goodbye, and said, "Hey, when you get home, I might have a whole bunch of beadboard and start working on the playroom."
What?
I was like, why? Don't do that.
What board?
Bead, you know, it makes the wall look fancy, kind of. Oh. We have it in our bathroom. You probably have it at places in your house. It's like you put it on the wall and it has little lines on it.
Okay.
I don't know.
It's like wallpaper.
No, it's like thick. I don't know. It's called beadboard. Anyway, but that she's like, "I don't know. We might start working on the playroom today." It's like, I don't want to do that. Like, you started off with maybe you're going to do like a little bit of picking up. And now we're doing a full-scale renovation.
Oh, yeah, I see those. Yeah, y'all do have those.
Yeah, we got those. Okay. It's like a pretty easy way to make a room look fancier. Yeah.
Okay, well, that should be a lot of fun, dog.
Sounds great.
Sounds awesome, dude.
So what's your weekend? Building.
Oh, yeah. Building. I'm a weekend.
HGTV.
I'm a weekend of chilling and filling in damn holes because Nico is a damn digger.
Sounds way more fun than
that. Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm going to be doing.
All right.
Smoking and drinking. Drinking and smoking. And eating bad.
Sounds really great.
Starting the day.
Let's get to the big story of the day.
Can you come in the house
now?
Kick
off the 1 o'clock hour.
The neighbors are sleeping. You want to turn off the music? None of that.
Get ready, neighbors.
None of that.
Randy's going to be as loud as he wants to be this weekend.
Hell yeah.
Starting tonight. Brought to you by QC Kinetics. Non-surgical treatment for joint pain. Boom!
People do what they do, and you have subtle and minute detail changes on how you want to dictate terms on whoever. And I am not going to sit here and game plan against my own guys in a press conference for sure. But I kind of know these guys that we're going to play against. I know the mentality. I know their thoughts. And
wow, good.
We'll see if they stick to the guns.
Well, I mean, we talked to Zach, and there's a lot of familiarity, especially with the defensive side of the guys and everything. Because, again, everybody was together at one point on some damn staff. I think, Andy, they go play a clean game, the Falcons. They shouldn't have a problem with Carolina. Mm-hmm. Now, we know football, they're gonna break a run. The biggest thing is you got to take them out of what they do best and what they're comfortable with. They're not a good football team. All right, let's call it. They're not a good football team, and they want to be able to make it as simple as possible. And the simplest thing you can do in a football game is run it. And meaning by that, just call the run play. Not saying that it's easy to run the football, but they want to do that and get Andy and Manziel down. Mm-hmm. If they can stay away from that, you're going to have to probably bring the eighth man in the box. You probably have to bring Jesse or Justin into the box because these corners, and from the Falcons corners, can guard their receivers one-on-one.
Yeah, you should be able to hold up against this receiving core and this quarterback like that, with eight guys in there to stop the run. I'm just kind of looking at some of the details of the game that they did win. You got to remember, that was the kind of the late decision to make Andy Dalton the starter, right? So the Raiders might have been caught slightly off guard with that.
Right.
And you had the new quarterback energy, and Andy Dalton played really good that day.
He played really good.
300-plus yards, three touchdowns.
That was the first 300-yard game of the season for quarterback.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a great trivia question.
Yeah.
Chuba Hubbard had a great day that day, 20 carries, 114 yards. Mm-hmm. Deontay Johnson had a great day that day, 8 catches. He had a touchdown, over 100 yards. So they've got the ability to make some plays. You just are better than them and should be able to stop them. And I love you just said it too, but I love Zach Robinson's answer about what do you guys need to do if you want to get better this weekend over last weekend. Clean up the penalties.
Yes.
Just play a cleaner game.
Yes.
Play smarter. None of the pre-snap stuff. None of the nonsense that's sort of stalling drives or holding you guys back, knocking you out of field goal range in certain instances. If you do that, you're not going to have a 500-yard passing game.
Probably
hopefully
not.
You don't need to have
probably
a 500-yard passing game. You can get the run game going. But if you're efficient on offense the way that they were last week and they cut those penalties out, they should be able to beat the Panthers by double digits.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Because everybody who's beaten the Panthers this year has beaten them by double digits.
Yes, I agree with that. It should not be a situation where they're in a hurry-up two-minute end of the game.
No.
You know, it should not be that way.
Be the first game of the year where Kirk doesn't have to try to lead a game-winning drive.
Yes, and we talked, want to see some different things. Obviously, you want to see this run game get going. You want to see Kyle. You want to see Tyler. You want to see Bijan and his offensive line get some push. this weekend on that defensive line that is without Derrick Brown, their best overall player on their entire football team. He's not there. They got some good young corners. J.C. Horn can play.
Yeah, no, they have.
Yeah, they got some good young players at the corner.
And Derrick Brown's really good. He's just hurt.
He's hurt. Yeah. And so you're missing your best player. And so you should be able to run the football. I know the Bears had a big night. I mean, that was the game where DeAndre went off a little bit, had a big run in that game. Mm-hmm. And so you should be able to move the ball at will on this team, I think. What you looking at?
Because I know Tommy Tremble, their starting tight end, got hit pretty good last week.
He got knocked the blank out.
He got the
and literally.
So Jatavion Sanders is their backup. You know where their third string tight end is? Played here.
Oh, yes, Felipe.
Felipe Franks.
Yeah. But
Swiss Army knife.
You want to talk about a collision?
Oh, yeah. He got knocked out of him. Kind of scrolling through some of the rest of these guys. Any other names you recognize? Hey, Jadeveon Clowney plays for them.
Yes, he does.
Forgot about that. Interesting.
Knocked out five of
them. Try Tuttle's good.
I ain't never got the five knocked out of me, Andy.
Only once. It had to happen once.
Yeah, ain't never got the I got the fire knocked out of me. Ain't never got that fire.
Five years old.
Get knocked out.
Said the wrong thing to my dad.
That means you damn near snoring.
Yeah, that's
what you're doing.
It just took once. I learned.
Yeah, man.
Never talked to my dad like that again.
Oh no, you lost your damn mind. I can look at Mr. Bunker's eyes.
Very
and see
smart.
Mr. Bunker got them. I knocked you out. For eyes.
Yeah, the good calcium buildup. He had those construction hands, you know.
Yeah, he's working with
calluses
wood.
On both sides.
He's working with them woods, man. He'll slice you up. Mr. Bunker, how you leaking?
He did. Yeah. All right. Well, we'll talk some more Falcons on the other side here with Smokin' Joe Patrick, our Falcons insider. Here at the radio station, I know he's been up there all week. Get his thoughts on everything that he's heard. Get an injury update as well, linebacking core and everything else. We'll get to an AMA at 1:40. Any question, any topic, get the phone lines open for that at 404-726-0929. Thanks for being with us here on a Trillville Thursday, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Because they hadn't really got under Arthur Smith. There was not a lot of that natural drop back game. It was so much play action and obviously running the ball. So. I think it's been a really bright spot all around from that Bucs game, and there are still some definite areas that this team has to shore up, both offensively and defensively, but I think just having that offensive explosion gives this whole locker room really a lot of confidence, and I think part of it, it's mainly down to the quarterback, obviously, that offensive success, and Kirk has talked about it, just kind of finding that anticipation and really having that moment where he's trusting his receivers and able to throw it to them before they're out of their breaks. That's the big difference in the Falcons offense on Thursday.
Hey, Joe, you think we'll see a lot more because of the run game that Carolina wants to put out there, a lot more Ruka Roro in there with the ones?
I sure hope so. I mean, he looked really, really good in his debut, and it made a lot of people wonder what took so long. And
yeah.
I asked him that, too, yesterday, and he was basically saying, you know, listen, I just put in my best work I can, and he said he hadn't really felt any frustration about it because he's still taking all the mental reps and was just kind of waiting for his moment, and clearly he was excited. I actually posted a little video of him in the pregame warm-up. Like, you could just tell, there's like, guys are excited always before a game, but you could just kind of see he was feeling different, you know, going into the first game.
Yeah, he was going to play.
And, Exactly. So it's like unleashing the dog, you know, after he's been pulling on it for so long. So that was great to see, and I do think that we will see more of him. But the Falcons rush defense unit has got to get better. They've been, basically in the bottom 10 in the NFL on a per play and total basis. So they've got to get that fixed, because if they don't, that's easier on these quarterbacks to convert on third downs. So they're staying ahead of the yardage marker. So they've got to be able to create more kind of negative or short yardage plays in the run game to allow that pass rush to also really get unleashed.
Smokin' Joe Patrick joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy, as he always does on Thursdays at this time, to talk Falcons. One of the things that has been said about this group so far is that things just kind of feel different in a variety of different ways. They've won a couple games that maybe they wouldn't have won in years past, and that's true. I agree with that. One thing that teams in years past, though, have done is maybe win a game and look good and then follow it up by not looking great. Or maybe have an opponent that's inferior and I don't know if they take them lightly or play to their level or whatever. What makes you feel like this group is not that? Like, they're not going to overlook the Panthers and go into this game and really, you know, I mean, you can handle your business against the Panthers. Everybody that's beat them has beat them by double digits. What makes you sure that this group is that?
Well, I don't want to assume that they're going to do it, but I do think I expect them to win. And by the way, guys, this will be if they beat the Panthers on Sunday, this will be the first time they've won three games in a row since 2019. There's only five players on this roster that were on the roster back then. It's three of the offensive linemen and Younghoe Koo and Grady Jarrett, and that is it. So
me and Randy have created three children since then.
Yes.
Since the last time they won. Yeah. Not together, but you know what I mean.
Happened. Yeah. There was a, there
between
was a,
the
was
two of us, we've created three humans.
Between, all right. There's been a pandemic that's happened since the last time the Falcons won three games in a row. So it's going to be really important. You know, it's
been
kind
bad.
Of a huge marker for
it's
them.
Been bad right here.
It's been bad.
Just
yeah.
been, it's been that bad, Ryan.
Really bad.
But I think that where the confidence comes from is in the quarterback, that you're getting a level of consistent play from week to week that this team just hasn't really had for the last couple years. And then obviously before that, you did have Matt Ryan, but you had a defense that was in total shambles and was really letting the team down. So I think that you just have that confidence offensively that you're going to get what you need. And you've got a veteran-laden defense that has shown that they can, you know, create turnovers. And obviously we have not seen the best of what this defense can possibly be. But I think that that confidence just stems from the quarterback. And when you talk to the players around the locker room, they always kind of reference Kirk at some point. That's one of some of the reasons for their success so far.
JP, do you see them possibly, and I mean, because we know how they want to play. They don't want to give up the big play. We talked about it with you last week, Arch, everybody, about how Atlanta, you know, they're giving up the intermediate. That's why they can't get sacks and all those other different things, whatever, whatever. But do you see it more this week that one of those safeties has to be in the box a lot more than any time of this year?
You would think so. I mean, I'm no, like, football tactics kind of guy, but you would think that with an offense like the Panthers have that is, you know, is pretty one-dimensional, especially when you look at Andy Dalton. He obviously kind of came in and increased their offensive production immediately off the bat, but you've seen him kind of steadily go down as teams have gotten more film on what they're doing, and I think that he is still pretty limited in the passing game by, you know, NFL quarterback standards go. And so, but Chuba Hubbard, to go back to him, he's been one of the better running backs in the NFL, like really like a top five back in terms of his production per play. So you would think that they're going to want to, you know, roll up one of those safeties down to the box and have more of a physical presence up there. And again, if they can do that, then they're going to put themselves in better situations against the pass as well, because the Panthers will be more predictable. So I would expect that. And then the other thing that's nice about this this Falcons rush defense is that you've got a guy like Jesse Bates who can literally has the potential to cause a fumble on any given play. And just watching him over the last year and a half, like, I don't think I've ever seen a player that's quite as good at punching that ball out as he is. And you see it around the league. You know, it's definitely something that these guys are working on, a technique to, you know, that peanut punch or whatever it's called. But, you know, I don't know if there's anybody who's more accurate than Jesse Bates. Maybe he needs to get into boxing or something, because he's got an accurate right hand.
Nah, we'll keep him. We want him to stay at safety. He's playing really, really good.
True. Good.
Hey, let me get a little ahead of myself on something, and maybe they can make this not a question by actually sacking the quarterback over the next couple of games, get a lead, maybe that'll help or whatever. But do you think, I know the trade deadline's less than a month away, do you think that they would consider trying to add another pass rusher before the deadline?
I think they would consider it. I don't think that they will go after Hassan Reddick, who is the big name.
Yeah, you knew where we were going.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's the one. I've got friends who are asking me, too. And who knows? I could be very wrong about this. It wouldn't be the first time, for sure. But the fact that they've already kind of got one guy in that same exact situation as Matthew Judon, where he's on the last year of his deal, and kind of Reddick is younger than Judon, but could you even get Reddick in on his current deal? Like, would he play, or would he demand a new contract?
Yeah,
probably not.
Contract.
Yeah. So, and that's the thing. That's really the hang up for me. I don't think the Falcons are willing to do that kind of deal for a player who's going to demand that contract, because they want to know who that player is. You know, they want to see him in the building. They want to see how he works with the other teammates and coaches. And so I don't think that that's something the Falcons go for, but I do think that they could potentially go for somebody else who might be a little bit more affordable and just a more plug and play where you can help around the fringes. But regardless, guys, like, these guys just have to get better as who they are. Like, I don't, even if it is Hassan Reddick, I don't think that he alone is necessarily fixing the pass rush. And I think that a lot of people thought that that was going to be like what Matthew Judon was going to come in here and do. And I still think Matthew Judon is a good player and can get after the quarterback and certainly get his production this year. It's just this whole defense has got to improve, again, in those different areas that give them more obvious pass rushing situations and allow them to get to the quarterback. And it will help going against the guy, Andy Dalton, who's not going to run around like a lot of mobile quarterbacks they've faced so far this season.
He's sackable.
He's sackable. We said it earlier.
We said it earlier.
Andy's sackable.
Andy's sackable.
Yeah.
Joe, thank you.
Appreciate it, JP.
All right. Thanks for having me on, guys. Appreciate it.
Smoking Joe Patrick there, 92.9 The Game Falcons Insider every Thursday.
I got a question for Bo. Bo, do you have, like, I got a sock draw, a draws draw. Do you have a headband draw?
Good question.
I do, actually.
Okay, I was curious, because yeah, I mean, you wear a different headband every week.
Yeah, that's
I saw
a good question.
That. I was like, do you have one?
So I have a drawer that has nothing but headbands in it, but it also has the gym shorts that I wear around the house every night, just because it's right by the bed.
You wear the same shorts?
Gym shorts?
Every day?
Around the house?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh.
I don't even go outside in them. You have multiple pairs of shorts you just wear around the house?
Yeah.
Kind of like a robe. You don't have, like... Do you have multiple robes?
I have zero robes. I'm a dad, so bathrobes are a big gift giving to me.
Oh, I should ask for that. I don't have one.
I don't know if I would like a robe. It seems kind of hot.
It is hot, but it's so convenient. I love wearing my robe in the morning time. But,
yeah, it sounds nice. Like, put on a robe, drink some coffee.
Yeah, but I was kidding. No, I wear, like, the shorts I have on now. These will be going all day. I just
like gym
there.
Shorts.
Right, that's my thing. I'm not going to take these shorts off when I get home.
When I walk in the door, the laundry room's right there. Drop trowels, drop drawers, get shorts on.
Oh, you do? You're going to change into different shorts?
No, I'm going to go right in. I'm just going to drop the drawers.
Comfy shorts.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Huh. Okay. Everyone's got their own routine, you know? Everyone's got their own routine when they get home. It's like Mr. Rogers, you know, he would walk in and change shoes.
How would he change shoes?
I don't know, but he would.
Why did he change into that sweater?
House slippers.
I don't know. He would put on his little inside sweater and his different shoes.
Yeah.
You go inside and you take your drawers off. You're like a modern-day Mr. Rogers, is what I'm saying. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to an AMA. Any question, any topic. The phone lines are open at 404-726-0929. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We're queuing up your questions with the Middays AMA.
Ask me anything.
Glad you asked. On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart. RightFromTheHeart.org. The AMA to wrap the show up every single day. Any question, any topic. Phone lines are open at 404-726-0929. I restarted my computer like 5 minutes ago and forgot to bring up my call screener. Adam is in Watkinsville. Hey, Adam. Mike is in Atlanta.
Hey, man. I'm going to start off like this, man. As a truck driver, y'all chats make me laugh every day, man. I love this show.
Appreciate it.
Thank you. Anyhow, man, this question is for both of y'all. What's something that you can talk about that to tell somebody your age without you telling them? For me, when I was young, my dad had a Pontiac, man, and you used to have to let the tag down to pump the gas from the back.
Hey, Mike, and a lot of times, they ain't had no damn gas cap, they just had a rag in that thing.
When I was in elementary, man, my vice president, principal, Mr. Foster, this dude used to smoke cigarettes in his office in elementary school.
That's old school.
Yeah, that's old school. That's a pretty good sign that you're a little bit older.
Yeah, man.
Did you ever see somebody, though, that couldn't find it? Like, they're at the gas station?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe they're borrowing some whatever. Where's the gas?
Yes. It's behind the license plate. You got to pull that thing.
That's
man.
A pretty cool place to
yeah,
put it,
man.
By the way.
That's old school. Old school.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. All right, so what is the thing that you can talk about that gives people a pretty good indication? See, but that's the thing. You talk about stuff that makes you seem older than you are.
I am, yes. Yeah. So I'm not good on this one because I'm not an old soul. I like old stuff. Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not old, so I just like old stuff.
The 90s, like kid stuff in the 90s, like, I don't know, Ken Griffey Jr. and, I don't know, we were talking about it earlier, like the Nickelodeon shows that were on when we were kids, that kind of stuff.
Yeah. You know, we were talking about double dip. You know, I just thought about what I always wanted. My mama never got me. I wanted a Trapper Keeper.
Oh, no, me too. No kidding.
Never got a Trapper Keeper.
No, neither did I. It would have been awesome. You know what I really wanted?
I'm gonna go buy one.
Glad you brought up stuff that I wanted or we wanted as kids. Probably a lot of kids wanted these. In my opinion, the ultimate sign of wealth that a family could have, and this isn't true, but in my mind as a kid, is if the kid had a power wheel, like one of those little motorized, like if a kid had a power wheel.
Hell yeah, you were loaded.
They were probably millionaires.
Yes,
maybe,
I agree.
Maybe billionaires.
I agree.
I mean, that's obviously not true. But if you had it, you had some money.
Yeah.
I didn't have one. Wanted one very badly. Yesterday, I got a text message of a screenshot from my wife. about a Christmas gift idea for our daughter. And I was like, wow. Again, I keep finding out we're rich. Like, I didn't know.
Is it a pink Barbie Jeep?
Because I have access to our bank accounts and the spreadsheet and all the debt that we have. But I keep getting these other signs from her that we're actually really rich, which is amazing. I don't know where the other money is being kept that she's hiding from me.
Uh-huh.
But we must be if we're thinking about buying her a Barbie Power Wheel. Because only millionaires buy their kids Barbie Power Wheels.
You see my garage? You see my toddler's garage?
Yeah, but you actually are a millionaire.
He has a damn garage.
I know.
Like, which one you want to ride today, Bash? A damn garage out there.
It's like Cribs, but for a toddler.
Yeah, which one you want to ride today, homie?
So not only are we going to be a house with that owns a bouncy house, we're also probably going to have a Power Wheel.
There you go.
I've made it.
There you go.
I have a chipping green in your backyard. Okay, maybe not a green.
Not really. I got a stump that I painted green. Let's be honest about it. I got a stump that I painted green. Now, it's fun, and I like it, but I don't know. It's not like a manicured green. All right. I know Abe texted me the other names. Let me get that up for you here real quick. We've got Rich, who's in Alpharetta. Hey, Rich.
What's going on, fellas? I love the show.
I love you.
Just to tap in quickly to the last thing you just said, when I was younger, you couldn't tell me if you ain't had one of them little name plates with the name flashing across, you ain't had some cash in your pocket.
Yes.
Back in like the early 2000s. But on my question, Randy kind of touched on it earlier, and I wanted to ask yesterday. So on a nice sunny day, you guys don't have no work. Randy in the backyard at the pool smoking a cigar with his wife, beautiful kids. Andy, you at the lake with the family. What is a couple songs or songs you guys could play that always put you in that mood where it's like, everything's right in the world and nothing could get you down.
Oh,
me,
man.
Is Cheryl Lynn Encore or any Bob Marley song. You can't convince
Dude,
me. I'm not sure. A rockstar when you playing Bob Marley.
I was just going to say
Thanks,
that.
Rick.
And I know this song, it's a song with a big meaning, but I have to put on War by Bob Marley and the Wailers.
Sure.
That's the first song I put
it's
on
a great song.
When I go out and I hear that. Bah, 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 da, bah. That's the first song. And I might change the genre. Well, that's the first song. War by Bob Marley and the Wailers is the first song I put on when I go outside.
It's a great song.
I love that damn song.
Man, there's a lot of different songs that come on. Just kind of depends on the vibe, what kind of genre you're listening to. Prototype by Outkast. I will oftentimes put that song on when the little bass line hits, you know, the beginning part of that song.
Uh-huh.
I love that. I don't know. We listen to all kinds of different stuff. Sometimes it's older stuff. Hey, Rock.
Hey, fellas. You know me. I got another question.
All right.
Since we're talking about questions. Now, if you are having a barbecue, you know how the guys are all in one group and the girls are in another group.
Right.
You happen to walk in the kitchen to get something, and you hear the girls in the next room talking about one of the guys in your group, like he needs to see Dr. Simowitz from Priority Men's Clinic, and that's the conversation that they're having. Do you tell the guy in the group? Do you not tell the guy in the group? Or if you do tell him, how do you tell him?
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's tough.
Because that might be his lady in there talking about him to other people.
Yeah.
Like, we have this, like, me and I joke, we'll talk trash and joke about our wives. But one thing I ain't gonna never do is tell a flaw about my significant other to anybody.
No.
You know what I mean? And so I would like, you might want to go in there and talk to your wife.
Yeah.
Yep. That's
because
what
my frustration, I mean, now he's got multiple frustrations, first of all, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now his wife's out there telling everybody about it. Like, that's tough.
Yeah.
Like, a room full of people, you're going to tell, like, a real flaw?
You know
Come
what I'm
on.
Saying?
Like, he does this, ha, 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 laugh. But, like, a real thing?
A
behind-closed-doors thing? Yeah, I'd be really
I'd be really I'm like, hey, dog, you need to go
talk.
Hey, dog, you need to go talk to your lady, man.
Okay, that's
what's
a good
bro,
way to do it.
What's going on, bro? You just might want to go talk to your lady.
Yeah, just brief conversation.
Yeah.
And also, there's a website called BlueChew.com.
Yeah.
Promo code Andy.
Go talk to your wife.
If you don't feel like going to the doctor.
Yeah. You better go talk to your
wife.
We'll
get you right.
Don't be cackling
about me. Oh, all right. Let's get the takeaways of the day.
Yeah, don't be cackling about me.
Our show heads into the final stretch.
Yeah,
it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I feel pretty sure, like, same page, all that kind of stuff. Yeah. that I'm that doesn't happen. Like real stuff stays internal.
Yeah.
But that's a worst case
because
scenario.
This is
you're the joke in the group of women.
But this is the thing that you don't do as a woman. I'm not a woman. When you're talking about your husband and your sitting on, there's two things, there's a couple things you don't want to do. One, you don't do that to try to embarrass.
Don't do that.
Another thing you do, you don't tell them how good he is because you know what they're gonna try to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're
let me see what that's talking about.
All that is just a Yelp review.
I'm just telling you, dog. Watch yourself. Abe has been slimed, and I'm not going to say any more other than that.
I said
that Mr. Bunker got them knock you out eyes.
He did. Yeah. He did say that. No, I'll go further than that.
Go ahead. I'm not saying
Abe was surprised how warm it was. That's what I learned today.
I think we all were. What does a modern-day Mr. Rogers do on the weekend? Drinking, smoking, chilling, and filling holes.
Kirk got some jerk to him.
He does.
You want to take charge, that's fine. Just don't be bossy.
I don't want no bossy quarterback.
If you make it to Tampa in 4 hours, your tires are smoking.
I'm telling you, I don't know. We left Macon. I don't know. All I know is we was in damn Tampa.
Well, you started in Macon at least, which is closer.
Yeah, we were flying to Tampa.
Yeah, well, this guy, Chris, hit me up. Now, he started in Atlanta.
Uh-huh.
It's like 6 hours and 50 minutes.
Is it that long?
From here.
Oh.
And that's according to Google.
Okay.
So I think that assumes you're going the speed limit, which people go faster than that mostly. Not me. That would take me longer than that. Yeah, I got to get my own Google map. Add 30. All right, we'll come back. We'll see what Dukes and Bell have for you next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.